President Bush is talking to reporters at the White House right now, and he is making the case for the war in Iraq.
I know the American people understand the stakes in Iraq. They want to win. They will support the war as long as they see a path to victory.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been listening in and joins us now. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the president saying that is different from what he has said before?
You know, as I listen to him, and he is still speaking, he's you know, now almost an hour into this thing.
Sorry to pull you away.
No, it's okay. It seems to be different more in tone. There does seem to be an acknowledgement that he has to be talking about this war in different ways. He is talking about how he recognizes not just how difficult it is, but that this has been the worst month in terms of American deaths that we have seen in a year. And we see him talking about how the U.S., while he sticks to the strategy. So on some things, he's the same, that they do need to adapt tactics on the ground in a way that will speak to the American people and satisfy them.
Okay, because there's an election coming up, of course. But explain, what are they doing differently in the last few days that would be noticeable from what they've done in the past?
They are finally talking about imposing some milestones, some benchmarks that this Iraqi government needs to meet. Now, the president has, and this is one of the questions that came up, criticized Democrats for talking about, you know, setting these concrete targets that have to be hit. And they've done that in the context of talking about starting to perhaps draw down troops. But listen to what the president said today about that.
We're making it clear that America's patience is not unlimited. Yet we also understand the difficult challenges Iraq's leaders face. And we will not put more pressure on the Iraqi government than it can bear.
Okay, are they putting more pressure on the Iraqi government or not? Are they threatening to withdraw troops or not?
We are not hearing those specific things yet. Now, the president did say at one point, another thing that he acknowledged, that he had hoped perhaps early next year to be able to make the announcement that U.S. troops would start to, some of them would start to come home. He said today that the situation on the ground, based on what he's seeing this month, what he's hearing from the commanders, makes that impossible. But he has not said specifically what those benchmarks are and when the milestones arrive.
Some of us listening to the president this morning have noted that he seems to keep raising the stakes in terms of what is at stake in Iraq. He called it now the calling of a generation, defeating the terrorists. What's he doing here?
Yes, and he also said we cannot let our dissatisfaction turn into disillusion. He's casting it in the broadest terms possible, trying to make the case to the American people. You could argue also that he's trying to motivate that Republican base just 2 weeks before Election Day here.
How does this fit into the broader Republican strategy with so few days to go?
Well, the disillusionment with the war has affected the base. It has not just affected, kind of middle America, the undecideds, and people who we're already opposed to what the president is doing. We are seeing out there a danger for Republicans that the base will not turn out. A lot of that is because of Iraq, so he's got to try to shore that up.
The base being the people who are most critical in an off-year election.
Every party needs their people to turn out in a big way.
Okay, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much.
Pleasure.